Our second feature this week explains why Aviva has decided to support the redevelopment of Anglia Square in partnership with the Norwich City Council. The feature was written by Adam Barker of the Evening News and will be read by Robin Quine.
It is East Anglia's largest private employer, with 5,700 people working at its Norwich offices. Aviva has called Norwich home since 1792. And now the FTSE 100 insurer wants to give back to the city by investing in the redevelopment of Anglia Square. Demolition of the 1960s shopping centre is set to ramp up in the coming weeks after the final shops left the site in May. Aviva, which is leading the £350 million redevelopment in partnership with Norwich City Council, says construction will commence next spring and people could move into the first of 1,100 new homes in 2028. We are attracted to projects which are perhaps a little bit harder and have more of a social impact. Projects where you need to have a long-term commitment to be able to make them work, said David Epstein, Managing Director of Aviva Capital Partners, which invests in urban regeneration, housing and infrastructure projects across the UK. There have been a number of goes at this development that haven't quite got there. We felt that working in partnership with the council and with the backing of Homes England makes it viable. By doing it in partnership with the council, we're asking, what is it that we can do for the people of the city? What is needed here? And how can we meet that need? The reception internally when we announced this project was quite unlike any other project we've announced before. It means a lot to people locally and to our workforce in the city. Anglia Square was bought by the City Council last December after housing developer Western Homes pulled the plug on a £300 million project for the former shopping centre. The cost of acquiring the 11-acre site was covered by a £34 million government grant handed to City Hall by Homes England. Aviva said the redevelopment will be a Homes-led project, making 50% of the properties available as affordable homes. Here, that was very clearly what we felt the site needed, said Mr. Epstein, who has worked in financial services for 25 years. The affordable section is also really important to us. But it is not just about building homes, it's about building community. It's more than just how many houses can we fit in a certain plot. It's about how we can get the right number of houses for the size of a plot in a way that builds a community, as well as having the amenities and spaces around it that you need. The council estimates the project could create more than 3,500 jobs and pump £36 million into the city's economy each year. Aviva now has more than 25 million customers after taking over Direct Line earlier this year. With almost £400 billion in assets under management, the insurer is one of the UK's most significant long-term investors. We have quite a lot of money that we just have to hold in cash because we need a big buffer to protect all our businesses and ensure that we're always there for our customers, no matter what happens, Mr. Epstein said. So we looked at it and said, could we use a little bit of it to make a bit of a difference? Aviva Capital Partners was born out of that concept. There is some return on investment for us, but we willingly accept that the returns when we're making a social impact may be lower than if we chose to invest that money elsewhere. Work is underway to build a new box park to rehome the Anglia Square traders that were forced to leave the site to make way for the redevelopment. Known as St. Saviour's Yard, the new retail and food centre will be located on the car park opposite Anglia Square, under the Magdalen Street flyover. It will be made out of refitted shipping containers and is expected to include shops, office spaces and food outlets. Local business and entrepreneurial creativity is really important to us, Mr. Epstein added. We are expecting to be able to incorporate that into the project overall. The temporary box park is just getting started, but in the long term, we're expecting to have the right spaces to enable people to have their long-term homes there as well. We're here for the long term, and Anglia Square is part of that for us.
Thank you, Robin.